Bedworm be the same thing?
Oakworm.
An earthworm.
Earthworm.
And a redworm.
Yes, a redworm is an earthworm.
Do they look the same?
They're identical, and they fish just as good.
Do you fish?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like to fish?
Love it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Where do you go?
Well, I used to go to a private lake. A cousin of mine had a private lake out between Brandon and Florence, and we used to go out there and fish. They had a cabin and a beautiful place, but they sold it. So anyway, Mama got sick, and I got busy with UDC and DAR, and I haven't been fishing there in, some years.
Is that right?
But I love it. I have all the paraphernalia.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of fish are best around here, bite the best?
Brim and bass.
They do. What other kinds are there that they have? I guess they have a lot up in the Barnett Reservoir.
Have you been out there?
No, but I saw on TV last night on the news films of these people holding up strings of fish.
Must have been bass. Bass get pretty big.
Yeah, they had one they said was 8 pounds.
Yeah, that was a bass, I'm sure. Now, brim is a smaller fish, but he's often good eating.
Do they have any crappie?
Yes, they call them crappie. Now, I don't know what difference is between a crappie and a brim. Mm-hmm. They look alike to me.
What about a bluegill? Are they different?
Well, a bluegill is isn't he a bass?
I don't know. I'm not a fisherman, I'm afraid.
I think he is.
My little boy is a fisherman, and I'm not really. I just say fish. It's a fish. Yeah. It has a tail and it swims in the water. It's a fish. Do you ever heard of a porgy or a porgy, the kind of fish?
I've heard of them, but I don't think I ever saw one.
All right. They're not common in this area, then. There's an animal, I don't know if you call him an animal or not, a reptile that lives near the water, and he can pull his head and his feet inside a shell.
A turtle.
All right. Is there one that lives on dry land and not around the water?
Terrapin.
Now, is that the difference? Mm-hmm. Does a terrapin need to be around water?
Not necessarily.
Does a turtle?
Mm-hmm.
A turtle does need to be around water.
Mm-hmm.
Do their shells look different?
I don't know. I don't think so. They all look hard.
There is something that has little pinchers, and he goes backward in the water, and you find him around creeks.
Crawfish.
All right. Is that the same as a crawdad?
I think it is.
There is an insect that you will see frequently flying around a light in summer.
Moth.
All right. What about the insects that eat your clothes? These are...
That's a moth, too.
All right. If you see more than one of them, you say, I see several...
Moths.
All right. Is a moth and a candlefly the same thing?
Well, yes. One kind of moth, the one that flies around the light, is a candlefly. The moth that eats your clothes, I wouldn't ever call him a candlefly.
You wouldn't.
Mm-mm.
They're a different variety of the
I
same.
I think they are.
What about a miller?
They're
ever
not.
Hear that expression?
No.
All right. A bug that you find outside in the summer, particularly that lights up, is a
lightning bug.
Over a pond, if you do any fishing, you'll frequently see a long, slender insect with filmy wings. He hovers over the water.
I've seen him. Kind of big.
Well, he's about so long.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ever hear him called a snake?
Snake doctor.
Would you call him a snake doctor, or would you be more likely to call him a dragonfly?
Dragonfly.
You would call him a dragonfly?
Mm-hmm.
Right. There are some kinds of insects that sting you. Name some.
Bee. Wasp.